So we're back in Act 5, and we're seconds away from the start of the race. And the flag is up, and you see John Zach waiting and watching. He's waiting for Chris to lose the race, and you see Jean and Matt all waiting for her to win. Now, this is where we, in the race segments, we usually mix stock footage with live action stuff that we shot. So you see the long shot of the stock footage of the race, and then you see Chris on the horse. And then you'll also see Chris's double on the horse in a sort of medium shot. And that's Chris in the blue there. And Matt and Pablo and Jean can't figure out why she's so slow. Of course, we know why, because she's been told to throw this race. If she doesn't throw it, something really bad's going to happen to the Ritters. And that's something she doesn't want to happen. So this is a huge thing for Chris. And she's trying to pull Wildfire back, and she's trying to pull Wildfire back, but it's going against the grain of everything in Wildfire's soul and in her soul, and she doesn't want to do it, and Wildfire doesn't want to do it. And then at this one point, she just says, you know, I don't care, let's go for it. And you just, there's that moment in that close-up there where she just says, let's go for it, we're going to win, whatever the cost. We are going to win this race, we're going to ride to win. They did such a great job, I think, of shooting this race. And they matched what our actress, Genevieve, who plays Chris, is wearing to what the jockey in the stock race is wearing. So it's a seamless match. You can't tell at all, hardly. And Wildfire wins by a nose, beating Midnight Vulture by a nose. And of course, there's John Zach not looking happy about it, and you end this thinking, well, Chris won, but what's going to happen now? I mean, what is John Zach going to do? This shot of Chris in close-up there right before the winner's circle was done in a little bit slow motion, sort of to capture how she feels about this, sort of everything slowed down for her. She realizes what she's just done, and it's too late to change anything now. She's won the race. Oh my God, here comes John Zach, and he is not happy. See, it's moments like this when I love Chris. You know, we actually had a lot of conversation in the writer's room about what would you do? What would Chris do? Would she throw this race? Would she not? And we realized that this girl loves the Ritters so much that she doesn't care. She would not ruin their chances, and she would not throw this race. She'd rather suffer some consequences, but she was not the kind of person who'd back down. Here's a little twist. Davis, you find out, did talk to John Zach. And what he told Zach was that Chris was going to be crazy out there. You couldn't trust her to throw a race. And so Zach actually put his money not on Midnight Vulture, but on Wildfire. And that saved Chris in the end. But Pablo's seen what's happened. He's seen the conversation. Pablo's seen the conversation between Chris and Zach, and he wants to know what's going on. And that prompts Chris to ask Pablo about his past and what went on then. What is it that Zach has over Pablo? So Pablo's secret finally comes out in this episode. This is a real trust moment between Pablo. There's a real connection between Pablo and Chris because they both came from difficult, troubled backgrounds. Chris was in Camp LaGrange. Pablo has been in prison. So they both have their secrets. Now, this scene is Gene's birthday party, and this is going to be an explosive scene here because Matt has been told what his father did. Matt knows that Pete has a history of insurance fraud, and he's just in shock, and he's angry. This is a really a big scene for Matt because he has never confronted his father like this before. So we'll see what he says. It's so hard. Can you imagine being the place of, you know, in Matt's place where you really have to ask your father, are you a criminal? I mean, it's horrible for him. Micah did a terrific job here, I think. Matt wants to believe so badly that his father's a good guy. He wanted his father back in town. He's excited about his father's doing this club. This has been the biggest deal to have his dad back, to be working with his dad. And now this has come out. It's just really devastating. This is a really emotional scene for the actors to shoot. Now everyone's in shock when they find out that it wasn't Pete who paid off Matt's debt, because that was the thing Matt was clinging to. His father's a good guy. His father came back when he needed help. His father paid off the debt. And it turns out it wasn't true. Pete didn't do that. Charlie did. Everyone is just completely shocked. And most of all, Jean, because here again, she's given Pete a chance. She's let him back in a little, and look what's happened. And at the tail of all this, the final twist, Chris finds out that not only has she agreed to ride for Danny, but she's agreed to ride against Wildfire, the one thing she would never in a million bazillion years do is ride against Wildfire. So this is all about Chris trying to figure out what it is. Is she only Wildfire's jockey, or is she a jockey who'll ride any horse? Because she's got this bond with Wildfire, and to be riding against him is horrible. But she's also someone who sticks to her word, and she agreed to ride. She agreed to ride for Danny. I think they're really great in this scene because you realize that Danny needs this win too. You see a kind of vulnerable side where Danny's worried that Chris won't do a good job. And here's our four. Our final scene is really one where everyone, with all their problems, they get together to support Matt. And it's a pretty quiet scene, just the music and them sitting there, but you realize that these characters, no matter how angry they are with each other, no matter how many problems they have with each other, in a moment like this, when Matt finds out that his dad is a fraud, basically, they're there for him. So, this is one of my favorite moments. Just a nice pullback. Now, I think this is probably shot on the stage, but they did such a great job, you can't tell. It looks outdoors. And you just wonder about the future. How's Matt going to deal with this? What's this going to do to him? What's this going to do to any of the Ritters? So there they are, the four of them, all sitting there, commiserating with Matt. And that's the end. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy.